Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from the Machine Learning, Analytics, and Data Science Conference here in Building 33 and the Microsoft Conference. We are here talking to some awesome data scientists. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, bud?
Hi, I'm Vipin Deep. I'm an engineering manager in the Cortana team. So my team does some really cool work, you know, in the user understanding in Cortana. Basically, we build intelligence in Cortana, the personal digital assistant for Microsoft.
So we're talking about the digital assistant for Microsoft that does all sorts of crazy things.
Right.
How do you even begin to work on understanding humans? I mean, like you and me talking, I'm a human, you're a human, but then when you talk to me, I sometimes might have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
As a human, how do you get a computer to formalize that even further so it understands? Right. What are some things you do?
Yeah, that's a real challenge for an engineer, right?
Sure.
So basically, what we have is a huge amount of data, based on your email data or the search history, the browsing history. So there's a huge amount of data, which is in terabytes of data, right? Mm-hmm. So we create models. We create some cool machine learning algorithms, data mining techniques to actually learn from this huge corpus of data to actually make some sense out of it. And then we create these frameworks which can analyze this data, reason on top of it, and do some really cool things.
So you talked about a lot of the data that you're able to mine, but obviously it all depends on what the user lets you look at.
Absolutely,
too, right?
Absolutely. One of the fundamental things in Microsoft's philosophy and Cortana's philosophy is user's privacy. So we take the consent from the user and we take only those data which the user allows us to look at. For example, the user has flexibility to turn off the email parsing. So only when the user gives permissions for the data, that's when we actually start looking at it.
Okay.
So let me give you an example, right? So if the user has given permissions to look into the email, we actually parse the email and identify the flights. So I was coming from Hyderabad, the other day, from India to Seattle. So Cortana was able to, look into my email, identify that I have a flight travel coming up, and it actually tracked all my flight details. It was able to tell me that my flight is going to be delayed, what are the things I need to do in Seattle, so on and so forth. It gave me the suggestions for events. All these things are done by intelligent parsing of the data, learning from the data, and understanding about the user.
So it seems like the data that you have, if obviously you opt in, right? It seems to be limitless. How do you begin to take the data? Let's talk about the data sources that are available if people opt in. How do you start to work all of those together? So let's start with the data sources and let's talk about how you actually work the data.
Right. So let's consider an example, right? So we have the email data. Like if you see any user's email, it's going to be huge. Like some users have thousands, lakhs of emails, right? So what we have is intelligent systems, which actually does a bunch of classification. If I have like 1,000 emails, so the systems are intelligent enough to do classification and clustering of the data to identify these are, the emails related to your flight. These are the emails related to your entertainment. And these are the emails on your coupons. Mm-hmm. So these intelligent systems, and that's what my team does, basically, right? So, tries to classify this data and understand on the segments of data. And we at Microsoft or in the Bing ecosystem has huge amount of corpus of world knowledge.
Right.
That is what we call as knowledge graph.
Right.
So we take the user's data and combine it with the world knowledge. So it's not just my data which is being actually used for my Cortana. Mm-hmm. It's basically the world knowledge which is actually combined by the intelligent systems with the user's data to actually create these amazing scenarios.
So you're taking pretty much everything that the user, say with their email or say their browsing history or the sites, you're taking that data and you're intersecting it with the universe, effectively, which it be.
Exactly.
And then that interesting intersection is where you can start to do suggestions.
Exactly.
What are the kinds of things that Cortana can do as a personal assistant that's been discussed already?
Right. This is an awesome question, actually, right? So Cortana is being in production for some time now. So people, if you install the Windows 10, Cortana comes by default.
Sure.
So Cortana can do multiple things. It can actually help you, track your flights, track your bookings kind of a thing, right? So it actually creates trip plans for you. So if my Seattle trip or I'm actually going to New York, day after tomorrow. So Cortana is able to track all my flight details, all my, bookings, and, help me in the travel planning. That's one. It can track my packages.
I see.
If something comes from, Amazon or any other seller, right? It actually tracks the packages and informs me when the package is going to arrive, what kind of state my package delivery is in. It actually helps me identify the trailers I need to look for. It helps me book my movie tickets. Mm-hmm. It helps me pick the restaurants I like. So if you go to Cortana's Canvas, it knows that I like vegetarian food, It actually gives me suggestions for vegetarian restaurants. So it's one of the toughest challenge I have in Seattle. Whenever I come here, so I'm a vegetarian, it's hard for me to find right places. And Cortana understands that I like vegetarian food. That's what user understanding is basically in Cortana. So it actually gives suggestions for the restaurants and the places which serve awesome food, which I like.
Absolutely.
So there are numerous scenarios wherein, you know, the Cortana helps me as an assistant, as a true human assistant kind of a thing, right? In a digital format, you know, to accomplish my tasks.
Right.
Right.
So that's pretty amazing. I mean, how does it start to classify, like, who I am so that it knows, for example, that I'm a vegetarian or
right.
that I'm going to be in, like, what, there's got to be some kind of buckets. I mean, we're talking about classification,
right.
obviously, maybe it's talking about supervised
right.
models, but it feels like it's also talking about clustering, which is unsupervised.
Absolutely.
What kind of tools are you using to do all of this?
Right, this is a very interesting question. But first of all, again, I would like to reiterate that Cortana does only those things which you actually ask her to do.
Yeah.
You know, it looks only into the data which you actually give permissions to, right?
Sure.
So having said that, there are a bunch of algorithms and frameworks we use. For example, Microsoft has this nice Azure ML, tool set, right?
Sure.
So we use multiple technologies which are already part of the tool set to actually create these supervised, unsupervised models and bunch of these learning techniques.
I see. And so, in essence, you're using a bunch of tools in conjunction with one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when we talk about the volume of data, how do you begin to sort of, like, what process do you use? Say you have this big set of data.
Right.
What is the process that you're going to go through to help Cortana be a better assistant?
Right. So the internal process is the following, right? So basically, the user gives permissions to look into some kind of data. So there are a huge amount of machinery which actually runs in the background, right? So basically, it parses the emails, you know, and then there is a abstraction, you know, converting the unstructured data into structured data.
Sure.
And there are a bunch of tool sets which actually do this unsupervised and supervised learning, machine learning, data mining, statistical algorithms, so on and so forth, and finally puts into something called as a notebook of the user. So whatever Cortana has learned about the particular user is actually displayed to the user.
Oh,
nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden, basically, right? Everything which Cortana learned about you is actually shown in something called as a Cortana's notebook. Every user can actually go into the notebook and say, hey, these are the things which are learned by Cortana about me. The user can say, hey, this is right, this is wrong. So once the user starts seeing this data, that's the trust factor which begins to grow. Nothing is hidden. So everything is shown to the user, right?
I see.
And user can say, hey, if Cortana recognizes that I'm a vegetarian, but if I'm not a vegetarian, I can say, hey, Cortana, you got me wrong.
Yeah.
I can give the feedback. Now Cortana intelligently learns from the feedback you have given.
I see.
Iteratively learns about the user and improves itself.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you were going to say, and what else?
Yeah, and the feedback which the user gives, right? Is perhaps used to improve his Cortana, his personal assistant, but at the same time, the feedback from the community is actually used to iteratively improve everyone else.
I see.
If you give a feedback, this feedback, in conjunction with other feedbacks, will be used to enhance my Cortana's learning.
I see. And so, you mentioned Cortana Notebook. I had never heard of this.
Ah.
How do you get to the notebook to see what it is that it's learning
about
me?
So if you open the Cortana's canvas on Windows on your mobile phone, there is a tab there called Notebook. You can actually click on that and you can see whatever Cortana has learned about you. You can actually control the privacy settings, you know, give feedback, so on and so forth.
What are the kinds of things that Cortana learns about us as it scans what we're doing?
Yeah.
If we give it permission, of course.
Yeah. So perhaps your flight travel details, right? For example, let's say your music preferences.
I see.
Right? My movie preferences, my cuisine preferences for that matter of fact. So these kinds of things are something which Cortana implicitly learns.
That's pretty amazing. So let's talk about data science in general.
Yep.
What's your favorite? Because I've talked to a lot of data scientists.
Right.
What's your favorite aspect of data science? Is it the data? Is it the cleaning? Is it the modeling? Is it the...
Right. So there are multiple phases, as you rightly said, right? So there is, you know, the huge amount of data which is there, right? The holy grail for a data scientist is basically looking into the terabits of data. I mean, I can't look into the terabits of data for sure, right? So basically, taking the terabits of data and creating some kind of a higher level learning on top of data.
Right.
You know, the journey from having a corpus of terabits of data, probably per user, right? And then converting into something meaningful at a higher level of abstraction. As I said, right? Movie genre of interest, right? It's magical to see the raw data getting converted into a kind of a higher level abstraction.
Sure.
And bunch of things in that abstraction, you know, enrichment, then there's modeling aspect, then positive and negative reinforcement learning.
Sure.
Techniques, you know, the journey itself is like pretty amazing for any machine learning scientist or a data scientist.
So you mentioned about, why don't you start out with Satya mentioned.
Okay. In multiple of the talks, Satya mentioned that, you know, the machine learning is one of the fundamental and key player in the computing world going forward, right? And the world of intelligent assistance and artificial intelligence has just begun.
Yeah.
Cortana is just in its infancy is what I would say, right? So we are beginning to take this area into a new level altogether with Cortana's intelligence in cloud, right? Uh-huh. So for anyone who's actually wanting to enter into this field, this is the right time and the right beginning to get started on.
Is there any tips you have for I should go study this or I should go study that? What would you suggest?
What I would suggest is I'm not a fan of academic courses on taking machine learning and so on and so forth, right? Take a real problem. You know, it can be as simple as, you know, looking into your debugging logs. If you are a programmer, I actually look into my debugging logs. That in itself is a huge machine learning problem, right?
I see.
What I would suggest is look into the problems which you already have and see how you can apply, you know, the big data and data analytics on top of the basic data and start from there. Having a practical problem to solve is a right way to get an entry into this field. That actually gives you a huge spectrum of things to learn.
I love the practical nature of your advice. I mean, I've heard if you want to start with data science, turn on logging on something.
Yeah.
And then now there's this whole bunch of data that you have
absolutely,
to do learning.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Well, where can people go to find out more about your work?
So about my work, there's a blog which we have internally for Microsoft users, but
Yeah, so just to finish up, you mentioned about data science. How did you get started and interested in data science?
That's an interesting thing. So I was doing my master's, so I was into compilers actually. Yeah. Compilers is like completely different from machine learning, right? So that's when the interest into machine learning came with all this AI stuff. And that's where I have seen machine learning can be applied on top of compilers to actually optimize the programs.
Yes.
And that's where I started my machine learning journey. So since then, in multiple areas, in different projects I have worked, in Windows, in Azure, now in Bing and Cortana, I have seen the application of machine learning and artificial intelligence at multiple places. Mm-hmm. And here I am.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We're at the Machine Learning Analytics and Data Science Conference here in Building 33, talking to some awesome data scientists. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.